my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS tucker.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out.
Going to
live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
I heard them Democrats are bombing themselves just to get a leg up in the election.
It's sick
that sense to me.
They would stoop
down. Democrats, they're just NPCs, man.
Fucking Democrat NPC motherfuckers.
All
right.
We're all fucking NPCs, motherfucker. There's no free will. There.
Okay, I've got one more. I've got like 3 pages of notes here. Randy can't use the Jesco DVD. Because he's got no remote for the player.
God damn it.
That's what he's saying.
Is that what our show's about tonight? You're kidding me. That's it? That's all the material we've got?
It has an eject button so he can open the tray, puts the DVD in, and it has a play button only. So he can't see the special features to anything, really. Maybe he could put it in the computer. But, it's only got a play button, man. If you want to see those special features, you gotta... Do you want that to be what the show's about? Because we can do
what?
That.
Have we started the show, or is this just...
Yeah, this is... Have you ever had the misfortune of losing the remote to something that you needed the remote for?
Oh, why, yes, I have.
If you've ever been caught without a remote, that can be pretty bad, but fortunately, we always had an extra one riding around with us in the car.
Oh, yeah.
What happened with QAnon? Didn't something come up about Q? We call him Q.
Just a string of bad predictions that have never been manifested. Hillary was supposed to be arrested. Donald Trump was supposed to release the documents. And so on and so forth. And none of them came true.
Why would Trump release documents?
Out of all the predictions, you know, this guy's like... You know, Nostradamus puts out a whole book, you know, he gets 3 or 4 right.
And people shit themselves when Nostradamus is right.
It's like worse than Nostradamus, though.
I remember.
He's got a worse record.
Standing. No, Nostradamus is legit, dude. He was on all the front pages in the fucking tabloids there for a long time. You remember?
Well, the thing about Nostradamus is his predictions are so poetic and vague. Whereas QAnon predicts specific events taken out of the news of the day. So it's like Nostradamus has a real edge up. Plus he's got thousands of years for them to come true, and sometimes QAnons go stale in a matter of days, and they have to, the followers have to somehow rationalize that. Like it's, oh, he's just putting out this info. He's really just trying to trick those.
The storm. The storm.
That's what the storm is here, and the storm is just another piece of bullshit after another.
Remember what Bob Dylan's song, "The Storm," it is a coming.
What?
Well, it was the times they are changing.
Hard rain. It's gonna fall. I don't know. The storm is coming. I never heard that one.
It was about QAnon. It predicted QAnon.
Nah, somehow I'm skeptical.
Wow. Skepticism this early in the show. This is unprecedented. What was your favorite story from 2005? Your favorite internet story?
Jesus. What kind of questions?
I remember
2005.
Yeah.
I don't think I even used the internet much in 2005.
I remember.
Let's see here.
There
events
would be
in 2005.
You know what was really fucked up was I would see videos of these women wearing stilettos or really high heels or something, and they would be stomping kittens to death, like in these pumps or sexy shoes.
Shattering. I remember in 2005, North Korea announced it possessed nuclear. That's a good one.
That was a big announcement. Everybody went ballistic.
The Pope, John Paul II, died, and he was replaced with Benedict.
Is Benedict the one that has the sunken, scary eyes, or was that John Paul?
Yeah, that's the one. Former Hitler youth.
He is creepy. Like,
it's like goddamn Emperor Palpatine. But he ended up being good and being one of the few popes to step down before dying. And I think he's still out around.
Why
and
do they step? Why?
Pope
why?
Francis and said, oh boy, I made a good choice stepping down because that's way better than I am.
Why step down? Why not just stay till you die?
Well, because God told him to. It was a vision from God.
He wanted to retire.
No, God wanted to retire. Don't you understand the difference?
Do you believe in God?
Well, that's a you want to do a theology podcast today? Because we can get into it.
Would you
do
you kneel on a blanket?
A simple one. I'm not going to say yes or no.
You don't get on a blanket five times a day, though.
Podcast. If we go down that road,
how many times a day do you get on a blanket and pray to Mecca?
No, I'm not a Muslim.
You're not one of them Muslims?
Nope.
Have you seen videos of people that react to stand-up? I sent you a link.
I think I watched one last night and I turned it off after 2 minutes because it was so stupid.
Isn't it terrible? It's like the worst fucking concept. So this guy's just going to point a camera at himself watching a YouTube video of a Louis C.K. thing.
Well, what happens is this is a copyright thing because somehow it's fair use if he does that, and people can then watch stand up on YouTube without them taking it down. That's all that is. It's a loophole. Fair use loophole.
Jordan gets dude, Jordan looks like a fucking bootlegger, man.
Who?
The guy from this Louis C.K. He reacts to Louis C.K.
All right. Yeah, that's what he is. He's a bootlegger doing a loophole act.
And he does it right in your face to the camera. All right, y'all, we gonna fucking bootleg some Louis C.K. shit tonight. And
it's not even good. I hate that bit.
No, he's wearing sunglasses, so you can't even see his eyes reacting.
Yeah.
He's fucking dressed up like a criminal, dude. He's got that toboggan on, the black
t-shirt.
Where do
you think he got all the money for that bullshit? You can tell he's, like, basically... Who's that character by that one comic?
Oh, he's laughing. He's got that...
The guy who does Borat, the other character from Borat.
He's laughing really hard now.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm sure our listeners are laughing too, because they can really follow along. Hunter S. Thompson died in 2005.
That he shot himself in February.
How'd you know the month, man? That's kind of creepy.
I don't know how I knew that. I think because I was thinking I would like to write him a letter or something.
Oh, right.
And then, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember it was that cold February of 2005?
Yeah.
Do you think he would have written you back?
No.
Was he known for writing people back?
I don't know. I mean, he signed a lot of books, but I don't know if he writes back or anything like that. It was his 9/11 thing was good. I remember you could there was a bootleg of that going around. There was like a radio spot that he did or something.
Right, that was great. That was you know, everybody still trades that around every time something happens. And he's predicted it. He saw right through 9/11 straight to Donald Trump and worse that's to come.
This bootleg guy has got like a flannel curtain. It looks like he lives in my old camper or something. Like this is his backdrop. It's not even straight. The flannel's like, you know, this is ugly. This is really low rent, man. Who is this guy?
What does he look like? He looks. I was trying to think of the character.
He's got those stupid bracelets. That crappy plastic material. Do those bracelets mean something? Like he hates tit cancer or something?
You know, I wish I could see them, and maybe you can give me a link to him.
It's, you scroll up in the chat, it's the one I linked last night. His name is Jordan.
Okay.
And he reacts. Every day and every night, he's reacting. And we're reacting to Jordan Reacts.
Going up. Oh, maybe I went too far.
Like, yo, dog, I heard you like reactions. A drone strike upon you, good sir.
I can't find it.
But our QAnon coverage has been spotty lately, even though he's been in the news.
Wait, who are you talking about? So this guy is QAnon that we're talking about? Jordan?
No, Jordan is just reacting. I was just lamenting the existence of this genre of entertainment, that there's such a thing as a reaction video where somebody watches a comic and you watch a video of them laughing. Who needs that?
Well, I explained the whole reason for it, and it's not an entertainment. People just like suffer the reaction so they can get the content.
I don't know. No, I think that there's something else, though. Like, I get what you're saying. It's a way for people to get around copyright takedowns or whatever, but also I think there's also some kind of social underpinning that where it's about looking at them and empathizing or something, because there's so many people that are disconnected from everything except now they have the internet, and so their interests would get really weird, right? You find out people like to watch reaction videos. Like, you've seen Louis C.K., now watch the fucking reaction video. And they're like, oh yeah, that's what I did too. I laughed at that part. That was funny.
Well, doesn't this go back to laugh track on the sitcom?
Where you've, it does the laughing for you, so that you don't even have to laugh
it's just the same idea, right?
Yeah. You were still entertained as if there was laughter happening inside you.
Yeah. Maybe some people enjoy watching comedy more when there's somebody there laughing for them, or that they feel they can laugh with them. And I remember I would watch The Simpsons with my older brother, and he would laugh so hard that it would get me laughing too. So I think there might be something.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't necessarily think this weird guy who looks like Ali G. Looks
yeah,
like
dude.
Ali G or something, you know.
He looks like he unloads freighters into trucks somewhere. And then, you know, when he gets back to his where he lives in a shipping container, he does his reaction videos. I gotta do my reactions.
The listeners could see him because they're really just probably hanging here all by the thread.
We described him pretty well. His shirt is cut low so you can see his chest hair, but he's like not in shape.
And yeah, he's the kind of guy who teenage girls probably really enjoy watching.
No, man.
They probably laugh along with him and love it.
No, dude, not this guy. This guy...
No, clear. You know, listen, you look at him and he has no appeal to you, but some tasteless preteen girl who that looks like their ideal boyfriend, you know, that's...
But this guy's
that's
old.
What they want. They enjoy this.
He's,
you know, of course,
this guy's older than us.
Disgusting, but there are people out there. There's a reason why he exists and why he's making money. It's not because you can pick on him all you want, but he's probably doing fine.
No, I mean, I'm saying you can see gray in his beard. There shouldn't be girls nipping at this guy's heels. He isn't.
They don't like him?
Yeah, I don't think that.
I think they would. I don't know.
No, I think this is for people who are like deep into depression. Maybe they're on the spectrum or something and they aren't getting human contact. You know, there's like something.
No, I don't see that. I think autistic people will just be put off by comedy in general.
Why don't they just say what they mean? Why? What, they're telling me the opposite and that's not what it is?
I probably see him laughing and they're like, yeah, I agree.
Agree. I agree. I disagree with Arab guy reacts to Louis C.K. Jordan X2 reacts. He does this every day. What did he react to today, I wonder? Jordan reacts to Trump. Alright, here's his YouTube.
Welcome to the Jordan Reacts channel.
All right. What did he react to today? Oh, he has Tinder tips. He's like Dr. Troubadour. A level 100. Extremely.
Is this the same guy?
Yeah.
Why isn't he dressed like a weirdo?
Oh, no, this isn't the same guy. This guy is in good shape. So there's more than one Jordan reacts. This might be the real one. No. This Jordan is black. Black Jordan reacts. What did he react to? Let me see. Machine Gun Kelly gets knockout by Eminem fan. Oh, he has like 22 views, man. This guy is, he's not like taking off. Okay. There's no Jordan reacts here.
Well, listen, viewers, we'd like to see a reaction to our show because, listen, it's going to be... You're going to be sitting there, stony-faced, groaning at best, and bored out of your mind. Probably we'll see you, like, scrolling through some text, some other tweets, or just anything to keep your mind off this podcast. Listen, I'm falling asleep, too, here.
You'll,
Jordan reacts to the old Hate Radio podcast.
His eyes are glazed over.
What we're doing here, where we're going with this.
Jordan.
What's the point here?
We'll be sitting here just with his mouth agape, not thinking, or we're not engaging him at all. We're not making any connection on any level to anyone with this drivel.
He's like, Jordan reacts. He's like, oh, they don't like me.
They must not have liked my reaction.
It's getting a little recursive here.
Why do they all hate radio laughing at me?
And then the other Jordan reacts will react to his reaction. And it'll just be by the end, by 2025, we'll have nothing but reaction videos of reaction videos, and on and on.
It'll be a long, recursive, never-ending stream. It'll be like looking in one of those in the mirrors at the barbershop.
Listen, here's a YouTuber that I fucking hate.
Is it the one with? You don't like female YouTubers?
Because I watched one of his videos once, because I saw it on Reddit, and I watched it for like 10 minutes, and it just disgusted me. Let's see. Why the Ghostbusters should be men, or something like that. No. Blah, blah.
There's a Russian lady that freaks out, and she films herself freaking out. She's really interesting.
Schizophrenic woman.
Yeah, you remember her?
Yeah, we're talking about reaction videos, though, and that she's not really reacting. She's just in public freaking out. Schizophrenia. We're talking about this guy, Hot Diggity Demon. He's this cartoon skinhead who rants about movies he doesn't like, and because he doesn't like that Ghostbusters were women, and he rants about how Apu is not racist at all, and how he loves Apu. Apu teaches us not to be racist, right?
Apu is a sweet guy.
Well, listen, we all love Apu, but you remember in high school, the Indian kids.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone would go up to him and start doing the poo voice.
Oh,
right?
My fucking God.
Quickie Mart, right?
Hello. Yeah,
you remember that.
Welcome to the Quickie Mart.
Of course. Indian people
I bet they fucking hated Quickie Mart.
Yeah, they hate getting that shit, I'm sure, and they don't like. They probably watch Simpsons and love it, but when they see a poo, they're probably like, oh, great, this again.
The fucking Quickie Mart. Do your Quickie Mart routine and let's get on with this.
Exactly, yeah. And this guy does this long 45-minute video about how Pooh teaches people not to be racist to Indians.
That sounds pretty boring.
And it's boring as fuck, and he's a skinhead. And at one point, I think he turns to the screen and says, I don't look like a racist, do you? Do I? And you're supposed to, like, laugh with him because he does look like a racist.
He breaks the fourth wall.
Oh, I mean, this is like a really bad, just a terrible review channel. And you get a lot of these people who start do YouTube reviews of this or that, and they inevitably, I hate their opinion, and they're just nails on a chalkboard bad, and you know, they never like it. They only post reviews if they hate something, and everything they pick out about it is always something inane. You know, not really to the point about what the movie is all about, right?
No, but this is how they express their creativity. This is their only outlet. I can criticize things from
the skinhead
a unique point of view.
Guy, he's just like, he just hates women and Indian people and stuff like that, and he's really good at covering it up and mass marketing at people so that they can hang with him, right?
He sounds like a pretty good guy. Somebody we ought to have
he's
on the program.
Typical. I mean, you see this stuff all over the place.
I like a good leader of a hate group. I'd like
now
to
you've
bring
seen them. Red Letter Media, right? They're pretty funny, right?
Yeah, they are funny.
That, no, that's maybe a good, you know, but that's more of the same. It's not really a good review. What they do is they just kind of crack jokes about plot holes or something, right?
Yeah, they're just pecking at it.
It's
like,
not really, it's not really saying like, oh, Star Wars is a great 21st century hero myth in the sci-fi universe and blah, blah, blah. No, it's all nitpicking, kind of annoying crap, which, you know, that's it's funny, but, you know, to me, it's really shallow, right? And it's not, it's maybe a click more to it than this guy, Jordan Reacts, who's just sitting there yucking it up at the comedy, right? Make you feel good about laughing at your by yourself when you're alone or something, right?
It's okay to laugh. I'm laughing and I'm showing you that it's okay to laugh. It's okay to laugh. This is Jordan Reacts. You can laugh. I can't find anything about this guy.
No, he looks pretty, That video you sent me looked like he doesn't do too much of that stuff.
Jordan X2 Reacts. Yeah, I can't find him anywhere, man. I don't think he's real. I think that's like a fake video. We should make a fake reaction video where we like react the wrong way to stuff. And then it hurts people. It shames them. They're like, oh, I didn't react that way. There must be something wrong with me. Leopold Joker sponsors this show, and tonight's product in the Leopold Joker showcase is spray paint. This is a spray-on product. It's topical, and it absorbs in through the pores of the skin, and you spray it on somebody who's in a lot of pain, like somebody
like yourself after listening to the show,
Aaron Arenheimer, or Weave.
You spray it on him and he becomes a good boy,
and he, yeah, and
does his homework,
and he takes his medicine and he goes to bed at a respectable hour, which is really what we should be doing.
We should be spraying it on the reaction people too.
I wonder how it might turn their lives around if I mean, what are you doing, man? If you're making reaction videos, like, what are you doing with your life? I just point a camera at myself and shoot myself watching fucking whatever YouTube videos. Like, that video is already all over YouTube. You don't need one more weird way of getting around the copyright shit. They just reverse it and put it back up. Hey, radio, pulling back the curtain on reaction videos tonight. What if you had to describe your reaction to Jordan in one word, what would it be?
I just turned it off after a minute and wondered why the hell you would have even sent it to me to begin with.
So it was kind of a non-reaction. You didn't engage it at all. Your eyes were just glazed over.
No, it had no meaning to me. And in fact, you really had to really draw me in here to give me any interest in it at all.
I watched the whole thing twice.
You had some big reactions. I still don't get why we're talking about it. I don't think it's clicked to me why you're so disgusted with this guy. Or whatever you are with him.
I guess I'm just confused. And if I don't understand it, I just hate it. Hey, Gary's back.
See, what's to understand? I mean,
you remember Gary?
Yeah, Gary who?
Gary the Hand. He was a
the
hand.
What?
He was a hand for a long time on Twitter.
The Hand? I don't know.
You remember Gary? Horatio Potato?
Oh yeah, I know about Horatio Potato.
Yeah, he left for like a year and now he's back. He just disappeared, man. But he came back yesterday. And he's tweeting up a storm.
Oh yeah, I saw him saying stuff.
He says a lot of stuff.
Well, listeners, Gary's back. Gary the Potato is back.
And he was rolling blunts?
Yeah, he's not really into cocaine that much, because it's just not great.
No. In fact, I've never heard him talk about cocaine, but he sure does smoke a lot of weed. He smokes weed the way coke users go for cocaine. Like, he's constantly smoking and typing. But it's bizarre when people just disappear. And you're like, and you realize, like, that's the only way you know him is through Twitter. And,
I don't really know him. I just read views.
You should get to know him. We should bring him on the fucking show, dude. Gary's cool.
Well, that would be cool and all, but I think the time difference with Europe is gonna put him off of that.
Nah, he's up at all hours, man. I'll do a 7 a.m. show, though, with Gary.
Yeah, you can do it. I won't be there.
I'll have Gary call the Lethal Joker hotline, 917-675-4836. You want to do another one of these tomorrow?
Not at 7 a.m.
No, we'll do it at like 3, though. Not
at 3. At 3 a.m. We could do 3 a.m., maybe. Yeah, that's when we usually do it, right? It's a really early show, honestly.
Radio Hage is brought to you proudly by Lethal Joker Incorporated. This is not when we usually do it. But we did it tonight. Because it had to be done. This was very important, what happened here tonight. A drone strike upon you, good sir. Radio Hate, fuck off. Hate show. The Radio Hate, fuck off, hate show. That's kind
that's
of a good
of
name. Yeah. Yeah, that's the end.
Dude, that was sudden.
Is it too sudden?
No. I thought we were going to go on.
What do you want to go on about? You want to
Now that you say that, I don't want to go on. Because this
you wanna...
this reaction stuff is really it's a little bit dry.
Let's make
I don't see it. Yeah.
We've done it. We just did a reaction radio show to Gary's return to Twitter, where we reacted. And
oh, yeah.
True to form, yours was more of a non-reaction than it was. You know, it was like you watched that other reaction video when you heard Gary was coming home. Now, I was worried about him. You don't give a fuck about Gary? You say you...
Not really, no.
You just don't care about him at all?
To be honest, I hadn't thought about him at all, and I didn't know his name was Gary, really.
Well, edit that part out.
I just knew he was Horatio Potato. You know, I've seen that around.
Remember, he was a hand. For a long time, he was a picture of a hand.
Oh, I don't remember that.
It was like a gloved cartoon hand.
Right.
Named Gary. And then he became that dude with the scrambled face. You remember that dude with the scrambled face?
No.
Kilgore reacts to Gary's return on Hate Radio. Okay, now we can end it, right?
I thought we already did.
We're ending it for real now.
Okay.
Hate Radio is brought to you proudly by Lethal Joker Incorporated and extended release spray paint. Spray it directly on the affected site and do not rub it in. In fact, don't touch it with any other part of your body except where you're feeling pain. And it reacts from the outside in and then from the inside out. So if there's inner pain, you can spray it just wherever. But if you get it in your eyes or in the tear ducts or in your mucus glands, it absorbs into the skin faster. I'm Hatesack. Kilgore, thank you for your patient expertise as always.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not quite as good of a reaction video guy as old Jordan.
A drone strike upon you, good sir.
Yeah, there we go.
This is Hate Radio.
Coming in dirty from the land. Wash me down. Wash me down. Sing thy sleeping in your hand. Wash me down. Wash me down. Build a Lord.